I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I need your help on something.
Mine or just everybody's?
I want, well, we'll take everybody, okay. But I got a feeling you can figure this out. I want to know how this occurs.
What, you need help with your roof windows?
No, I don't need help with the roof windows.
He can't remember what's called a skylight, so he called it roof windows.
Well, I don't know what they're called. They're windows that somebody stuck in the roof, which was a dumb idea.
But it's just stuck with Shauna and I. It's Shauna and I in the hallway. We're like, hey, did you clean your roof windows? Sorry, we're making fun of you.
I've never cleaned them.
It wasn't a real thing. He and I were laughing at you and pointing. We didn't really want to know if you cleaned your roof windows.
Oh, I thought you were concerned.
Sean, did you say that your wife was going to make some curtains for the roof windows?
Yeah, she said she's going to get to work on that because she don't want you being kept away.
Hey, the bright moon. You're just jealous you don't have any.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't have roof windows.
I do they not. Usually leak.
Yeah, I don't have roof windows.
You should put roof windows on your chicken coop. They would enjoy that. Chickens like looking at the moon.
They do.
Anyway, sorry to interrupt, but we were making fun of you behind your back.
All right, I had a problem over the weekend. You tell me how this happens, okay? Yeah. I get this text from my bank, and they said, suspicious debit charge on one of your cards. Well, one of my sons in Los Angeles has a debit card, which we've all talked about, okay? I've got
that
a card,
his daddy
couple of cards
pays for.
And so the bank knows that if he's outside California, we will call and let them know so they can flag anything else because I've never been hacked, and I didn't want to get hacked. But they found suspicious activity. Somebody in Chicago, Illinois, had used his number from his card and bought $20 worth of gas at a Speedway gas station.
And you're sure he's not in Chicago?
I'm positive. Okay. I called him immediately, okay. And he was in bed in Los Angeles. How does a person, without physically having the card, get $20 in gas at a Speedway?
Do they have the option at the pump? Because I don't know this, to enter your credit card number? Or is it...
I don't think so.
I don't know. I've never even looked to see all those buttons.
So.
And don't every time you use your debit card and you go to credit, they want your zip code? Isn't that at least something you need
to
know?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you swipe it?
Yeah.
Well, somebody had bought... Now, get this. They bought $20 in gas at a Speedway in Chicago. They then tried to use the card for $3 at a parking meter.
Well, at least they're being honest and paying for parking.
Being honest. Well, using my debit number.
I'm just saying.
And then they went back to another Speedway and tried to get $20 cash from the counter. That's when they got busted.
How did they get busted? I don't get it. So they said, here's my PIN number and my credit card. And
it got declined.
So they made a card.
So they're busted because now, according to the bank, they said, well, that Speedway's going to have them on surveillance camera. So they're going to be able to find out who this person is. But so they're going to look into it, according to them. I don't know if they will or not. But can they make a card?
Have you ever seen that show, my favorite show, American Greed? I love that show. They take tweezers. Have you seen them? The counterfeiters, they take tweezers and they take the money and then they make a little thing and then they do. And that one guy, he made hundreds. He made millions of dollars of $10 bills.
This is a shocker.
Because they were so easy to pass.
Folks, I'm telling you, I may live under a rock, but this is a shocker to me that people are saying now in Textado that they actually make cards. That's the first thing Jamie said. It never even entered my mind. I thought the way people were being hacked was electronically, that you're getting hacked
online. Well, that way too.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I didn't think they were physically making a card that they would go in and use and swipe. I didn't know that.
I guess so. I guess they can make the magnetic strip. American Greed will teach you everything you need to know.
How do you make that magnetic strip?
They're amazing.
Not only that, this card has the chip.
Oh, Lord, it does.
The stinking chip.
Chip card.
Wow. That's $23 I need back today.
One of the American Greed episodes I saw is like they will write, like, okay, so for example, Wells Fargo, they'll say, hey, Wells Fargo has this, 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 and this going on. And you think you're in the Wells Fargo site, but you're not. You're on their site and they're taking kidding. All your money. No, and it looks just like it. And it's because I had a Bank of America thing, a text that said, I should find it because I don't get it. It says, your Bank of America credit card, something, something. I don't have Bank of America. Never used Bank of America.
I got one of those.
You did?
Yeah.
That said something about your account?
Yeah, but was it Bank of America? I think it might have been. And I don't even have that account.
I don't either.
Oh, mine was American Express. Mine was American Express that I was late for a payment.
Yeah, something like that.
I got an email for it. I don't even have an American Express.
I didn't click on it.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't click on it either.
Because I saw that, and I'm like, nope, not going there. Yeah. I know I don't have one, so I'm not going there. First of all, they wouldn't give me one. I tried.
Because you have to pay it off every month, right?
I guess I'm not trustworthy enough, but they wouldn't give me one, so I know that's a scam.
Did you see Tori Spelling owes like $123,000 to American Express?
You're kidding.
No.
Because she just didn't pay
it. She didn't pay it.
That's a bad one to owe, too.
Yes.
That's a really bad one to owe.
And they're suing her.
They'll come after you hard.
They're suing her.
Yeah. And they don't want, in American Express, because it's at the end of every month, they don't want half payment. They want the whole stinking balance because that's what the way they operate, right?
They want it all.
Yeah, I had no idea that they went out and literally made physical cards once they steal your number. Now, that scares me to death. Now, online, all right, I understand they can steal it. They can cut and paste and use it to buy something online. I get that. But to have a card, you can go out and just start swiping and getting gas and everything.
That's scary.
The last American Greed was this guy selling life insurance. Oh, and guess what? Nobody had life insurance.
Oh, no.
He was just putting it in his pocket. You guys got to watch that show. It's fantastic.
I see it.
It's on MSNBC.
I think I've seen every one of them.
I love it.
Oh. They have several Denver shysters on there, too.
Yeah.
There's a few shysters here in Colorado, folks.
Yeah, no kidding. They have amazing car collections and art collections, and then they were taking money for investments, and they weren't really investing.
Anyway. I've never been hacked. Have you ever been hacked?
Yeah.
You've had your account hacked?
Yeah. They also bought gas.
Did they?
Yeah.
My son's in town from California. It's the other son, not the one with this card. My son's in, and he and I were sitting at the table on Saturday night, and he said that he's been hacked 3 times in the last 6 months.
You're kidding.
3 times.
I also have a weird $2.95 monthly credit card charge that I've had for like 5 years that I just noticed. I have no idea what I'm getting for $2.95.
Yeah, it's probably not a hack, though.
I bet it is.
$2.95.
That's what they do on American Greed, because you won't notice it.
Just a little bit each month?
From everybody all over the world.
I'm sorry to get you so worked up. You're really fired up about it.
I love that show.
Okay, look into that $2.95 and get back to us. And we'll do an update on this, okay?
I will.
I want to make sure.
They just take a little bit from everybody so nobody notices calls. And because you assume, like, oh, that's probably a bank fee, so I'm not going to call it. And then I was like, wait, this is a weird 1-800 number, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Speaking of money.
American Greed makes me more, like, conscious and self-aware.
That's good, though.
I'm going to find it. I want to watch it.
I am now. I'm very. You don't have cable.
I know. Is it on Netflix?
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.